Starting at the top of Hey Amud Aleph, the Gemara has been discussing the din of Hilach. Now we have a machlokis between Rabbi Chiya, which is the Rabbi Chiya by Tzraita, and Rabbi Sheshes, whether Hilach is Patur, or whether Hilach is Chaya. Now the Gemara is going to say, Ulaman Damar Hilach Patur, according to one who says that Hilach is Patur, and then Amai Yitzrach Kradim Yutei Karka Mishvua. If Hilach itself is poter you mishvua, meaning that once you said Hilach, you've basically narrowed down the case or made it into a situation where you would not be chayav shvua, then what do I need
in the case
it eliminates the motive of mikzat. So therefore, what do I need a pasuk to specifically exclude karka ot mishvua? Why? Because we learned this yesterday. It's hakol karka hilachu. That automatically all real property is considered to be hilach. If it's considered to be hilach, then you're never going to come up to a case of modim mikzat by karka. If that's the case, then why do I have a specific pasuk? Truthfully, it's not even a pasuk, because it's really a klalu pratu klal. But what do I need a klalu pratu klal to teach me about karka? So I'm like, I need this. Why do I need it? Eicha the chaver ba borot sichimu me'arot. Shichim o me'arot. And the place where he dug in the borot, the shichim and me'arot, in that instance, he's mekalkel the karka. If he's mekalkel the karka, then he can't say hilach. Take it back, because it's not the same karka that he took or he stole from before. So since he did some damage to the karka, he's unable to say hilach, here it is. Take it back, because it's not here it is.
That's the damage. That's the rashi. That he detracted
from the value or somehow made it less relevant to the one who wants it back. Inam, and the other possibility is, Eichu detanu kelim v'karkaot. So now what happens if I have a case of modim mikzat that involves both kelim and the karkaot? Well, there v'kelim. And he is admitting by the kelim, v'karkaot. And he denies by the karkaot. So there the helach doesn't apply, because the helach says it's out of the karkaot, but there is the kfira is on the karkaot. So now you have kelim, which are not automatically helach. So now I have a case of modim mikzat. And hilach is not going to help me over here, and I would technically have to take a shvuah. Elaim Cain. I have a specific puzzle that excludes me from karkos. That by karkos there is no shvuah. And therefore there are instances where hilach will not apply, and still we'll need the klal pratuklah to teach me that don't take a shvuah, modim mikzat, by karkos. So the two instances are, one is where you've done damage to the karkos, and you can't say hilach. Second instance is where the karkos is the kfira, and not the hodah part of it. The kfira, not the hodah part of it, then you can't say halach, because halach is on the kelim side. And if I need a pasuk, this will at least tell me no shvuah when it comes to kfira karka. Tashma, the tani rami brachamu. Arba shomrim tzuchim kfira b'miksat, hodah b'miksat. So we had this actually in the Gemara in Bava Kamma and Kuv Zayin. There, Rashi points out that this tana argues on the one who believes Eru Parshiyot. He argues on the one who believes that he who's there. The parsha modim mikzat is limited to a concept or a case where it's in ketiv talve etami, a case where it's not to do with the shomrim, but to do with lending, right? Whereas this tani Rambam Rukama believes that when it says ki uzeh in parsha shomer chinam, it means that it applies to shomrim. That shomrim, in order to be chayav shvua, have to have a modim mikzat. So this tani Rambam Rukama, arba shomrim tzrichim tfirah b'mikzat, v'odah b'mikzat. In order to be chayav a shvu'ah, the shomrim have to be modev mikzat. Shomer chinam, v'hashoel, nusei tzachar v'atzocher. These four. Now what's the order? It's not the order of the psukim. The order of psukim is shomer chinam, then what? Shomer tzachar, then shoel. Tzocher is not found in the pasuk, or the tzocher is at the end there, but it doesn't define it, and that fits into one of two categories, shomer chinam and shomer tzachar. So why is the order of this braisa in such a manner? One, because Shomer Chinam is patur mi'akol, except for Pshia. Shuel is chayav mi'akol, except for Meita Machmat Melacha. So I have the two extremes, it lays out. And then it lays out, Nosei Tzachar V'Tzocher, which are the in-between. That's what Tosa suggests over here. So even though it didn't use the order of Sukkim, it lays it out in a logical order of the bookends, which are Shomer Chinam and Shuel, and then it lists Tzocher and Shomer Tzachar, which lands somewhere in between them. Alright, Eichi Dami, what is the case over here? Lav, the Amar, the Helach. It's the case that he must have said Helach. So that's how we have, and nevertheless we say, Chayav in the Shua. He has the Pikadon here. But I gave the Pikadon, right, it's very likely that he said Halach because it's here. He doesn't have any reason not to say Halach with it. If here, take it back. So if he gave the Modiv Miktat with Halach, and yet we say Chayav in Shua. He says, well, Darmalei, no, this is the case. Gimel Paros, Mitzar Tilucho. The guy claims that I gave over for you to watch three, right, cows. Umeitu kulu bipshia. And you did not take care of them. You didn't watch them properly. And they're all dead now because of your pshia. So now, what is the response of the Shomer? You. Chada lo yedvrim yalom. On one of these parim, I never saw it. He only gave me two. He didn't give me three. Bechada meita ba'onis. One of them was an onis. So that you are, right, claim that the Shabbat is Shomerim. Bechada meita bipshia. And one of them died with pshia. So that's my motive to make that. So I have a kfira. I have a onis. And I have a hodah. So the kfira and the hodah generate the shvat mitzvah mitzvah, and that allows me also to take the shva of shvat onet, which is shvat shomrim. So I have both shva, I have mitzvah mitzvah and the shvat shomrim here. So in biune the shlumi lecha, the lav helachu. And he says, in that last one, I have one that died by pshia. He says, I can't say helach because the animal is dead. Right? So if the animal is dead, we can't say helach. So therefore he says, I have it, and I owe it to you, but it doesn't say halach. So in that case, I have Modi Miksad, Shvat, the Shomrim, no halach, and I still say Chayav, and that's not going to be a proof against the Mandomar that halach is Patur against Rav Sheshit. Alright, Tashma. The Tani Abu Rabbi, Toriki. So, Abu Rabbi of Toriki is Rabbi Chia Kamaita. So again, remember before we had two Rabbi Chiyas. Rachia Kamaita says that when Edim come and make you chayav half, it's equivalent to Modi Miksat and you chayav to take a shvuah. And the Rachia Batraisa says when there's halach by Modi Miksat, you still chayav a shvuah. So this is Rachia Kamaita, which is saying when Edim come and testify that you owe 50%, even though you were kofir bakal, you have to take a shvuah Modi Miksat. So Maneli biyadach alo marina chaviyadikum, Edim Edim ato shesh biyado chamishim. Right, he says, you owe me 100. He says, I don't want to use anything. Edom comes to you, owe me 50. Yochol yishava alashar. Think here that he would take a shavua on the rest. So what is this brisa that we're bringing over here? Tamar lomar kol aveda. Asher yomar ki huzet. Ohudati v'tamichayvo v'yatamichayvo adat edim. That only by self-admission, by modeh v'miktat, which you bechayv a shavua, not by adat edim. So this goes against Rav Chia Kamaita. We have a bright here that goes against Rav Chia Kamaita. It says, Matnita Karami, so later Rav Chia. You're asking for my bright on Rav Chia? Rav Chia Tana, who pulled him? Rav Chia is a Tana. He's an author of the majority of the brightos, or he's Mitzadeh of the brightos. So what are you asking a bright on Rav Chia? Rav Chia can argue. That's not a problem. That's just a alternative Tana. And he's a Tana, so we don't have any issue with that. Karoka Amar. What do you mean? He has a pasuk. It's not just that, right? It's not just that we have a brisa. He has a pasuk that he's goresh, and if that pasuk is goresh, then what does Rabbi Chia do with that drasha? Where it says, "Ha'ud modeh miksat tana." It says that I need that to teach you that modeh v'miksat pays. I mean, that takes the shvua. That's exactly what it comes to teach us. It doesn't give the teachers exclusively modeh, but it comes to teach me at least that modeh miksat does have to take a shvua. So it says, Avua, there after Riki, Amalcha, Tiv Hu, Uf Tiv Zeh. Like it says, Ki Hu Zeh. So Hu and Zeh, each one of them is a meal. So that's the case. Chad the Modem Miktat is Tana. One comes to teach you the Chiyuv by Modem Miktat. Chad Adat Edim the Patur. So one comes to teach you that Modem Miktat is Chayab Mishvua. The other comes to teach you Modem Miktat exclusively, and not Adat Edim. That's Patur. So what's Rabbi Chia going to do with the two psukim now? He has he, Hu and Zeh. What are you going to do? Chad the modem miksat atana. Once the teacher, like Shaul was saying, you need one plus the teacher modem miksat itself. Chad the modem minatana. This is a principle we're not going to really deal with over here, but to do with the shvuot. Let's see that later on when we get the shvuot, which is that there's a machlokas atanaim, whether you have to be modem miksat atana. And for instance, do apples and oranges work here? Do you have to, when the claimant comes and says you owe me 100 apples, you have to say 50 apples? Or if the claimant comes and says you owe me 100 apples and you say I owe you 50 oranges, is that sufficient to be considered modeh v'miktat? Do you need the hoda'ah to be the same mean as the tana as the claim? So he says, that's what the Pasuk teaches me, that modeh, here are two specific milutim, one's from the ma'et, One is to, I'm sorry, I'm Yehudim, but two specific psukim that come to teach me something. One comes to teach me Modeh Miksat takes the Shvuah. The second teaches me that Modeh Miksat is only in a case where the Modeh or Hoda'ah is a Mimin Hatana. Now, what does the Abua, the Rav Aftariki say about that? He needs the Pasuk for that also. So he says, Ah, Modeh Mimin Hatana Letlay. He does not hold of Modeh Mimin Hatana. He doesn't hold of that position. If he doesn't hold of that position, he can use the two Sukkim, the two extraneous words here, the two limudim here, to teach me. One is modem and miksat is chayav b'shvua, and the second one is modem and miksat and not hadat eidim. And then the Gemara says here, although the Gemara is not goresed here, but the Gemara continues, v'savar lak Rabbi Gamliel. He holds like Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is the other Tana in Shavuot that says that you don't need mimin Tana. It's not Tano chitim odele b'sarim. The case where I make the claim in chitim in modem b'sarim patur. The Tanakam and the Rabbanan believe he is patur because there is no, right, there is no miminatana, whereas Rabbi Gamliel says, chayav. So it says chayav, you don't need miminatana, so this, Abua, the Rav of Tariki, is going to hold like Rabbi Gamliel. But the fact that Gemara went this way is actually a strong, benefit to Rabbi Chia in terms of Psakalacha. The fact that Gemara now set up as Rabbi Chia Kamaita, like the Rabbanan in Shavuot, and the father of Rabbi Aftariki likes Rabbi Gamliel, that indicates that Rabbi Chia Kamaita, we paskin like Rabbi Chia Kamaita. That's what Tosfos says over here. Sounds like we paskin, the halacha is like Rabbi Chia, because of the fact that they set it up according to the Rabbanan. Okay, now, the Gemara continues. How ra'aya, davu matrele koyoma chayusa b'tzade. This guy, this Boaz, right, this shepherd that they used to give every day, or this individual used to give every day to him animals with Edim. Yom Echad, Matrulei Belozadeh, he made the mistake one day of giving to him without Edim. So, Farmelolo, he was very mild, huh? Sure, you know, behold, one day he doesn't give without Edim, he denies that he ever got the animals. So, you know why he was giving to them, him to him with him Edim until this point. So, now, what happens? After Sadeh, all of a sudden Edim show up. He's obeyed, I'll start him in Ayo. Gemara said he ate two of them, so it can't be lo yud bar mi'olam because what's he doing with these behemoth? And obviously there's a problem here. So Amar Rav Zeira, im itol the Rav Chia Kamaita. If we hold the Rav Chia Kamaita, mishtaba ashara. If we hold the Rav Chia Kamaita, then we basically have modem miklat ayidei hadat etim, right? Because by definition, if he ate them, right, then he also had them. He's modenos. If he's modenos, then can I take a shvua on the remainder? That's the quid of a modem miklat. What do you mean? If we have Rav Chia, he's going to take a Shavuah. HaGazlan Hu. Meaning, not only is he Modeh v'Miksat, but he's also a Gazlan. And a Gazlan is Pasul v'Shavuah. So what do you mean you're going to impose the Shavuah on him? You're going to believe him? Already he's a Gazlan, he stole his stuff, we know he ate it, he denied the whole thing, and now we're going to make him take a Shavuah with regards to that? Shisar Malay, Shekinegdo Kamina. I mean, shekinegdo. It's a principle in Shavuot that if a person's unable to take a shvuah, he flips the shvuah to the counterparty. Right? So he flips the shvuah to the counterparty and say him take the shvuah and take it. Nishba, right? Nishba v'notel. Apopi nishba midoraisa. It's nishba, right? V'niftar. Unless we flip it midorabanan, we flip it to the other party. Say nishba v'notel, and he goes ahead and he has to take the shvuah. Now, Tosla says, why do you have to say that? Tosla is actually Tosla that belongs in Shavuot. It doesn't really belong here. Killing a shot to ask that. Or give Eger, ask what's the Shavuot. It's what Tosla is doing. It really is a sugya in, it's a mishnah mafreshet. In Shavuot, why does he ask the question on it? But Tosla says, why? Why do you have to do that? He says, why when it's Shnekdo coming up, why don't we just say, Chashoda Shavuot, if you can't take the Shavuot, pay! I mean, that's the din. I mean, the din, if both of them are Chashoda Shavuot, then we see it was Mutal 11, then he pays. So now, why don't we just say that up front? You can't take a shvuah, you pay. So what's the problem? Problem is then, if everybody knows this guy can't take a shvuah, what are they going to do? Everybody's going to bring claims against him. Everybody's going to, they can make up all the claims in the world, they're going to come and bring against him, and he can't take a shvuah to be poter himself. If he can't take a shvuah to be poter himself, he's always going to be chayav mamon. So because of that, we flip the shvuah on the claimant. Because otherwise the person will be put in a horrible position, precarious position, where he can't ever protect himself in the din. Because if he can never take a shvuah because it's a gazlan. But if he don't impose a shvuah on the tobeya, then the Tovim are going to show up and say, no problem. Well, keep making claims against this guy and keep taking money from him. So we force him to take a Shavua at least to remove the remove that suspicion of that problem. Hashtanami, the letter of Rabchia. So that's what it says. Oh, wait a minute. So now, why do you need to have Rabchia Kamaita? Even if you didn't have Rabchia Kamaita, Nechaibim means Rab Nachman. That's mean Nechaibim from Rab Nachman. That's not. Manali Biyadecha, Nechabi Yadi Patur. Right? The person is Kofer Bakol. What's the name by Kofer Bakol? Patur. Ram Rab Nachman. Mashvin Odo, Shvat Tetzit. He has to take a Shvat Tetzit. What's a Shvat Tetzit? Shvat Tetzit is a Shvat Rabbanan that is introduced for people who are deniers or Kofer Bakol. Why? Why did Rab Nachman introduce it? Because the original, like as Tosfos says, the original idea was that a person, we had a migo, that what a person is not mechutza, person is not meizpanav, to deny the fact that somebody lent him money entirely. So therefore, he's patur by kofar kol. Actually, that's, as Rashi says, that he's patur by kofar kol. Then I want to say, mode mechutza, there should be a migo. I could have denied the whole thing, and I did deny the whole thing, so therefore I'm admitting half. That rabbi comes along and says, there is no migo over there. But yet, what is the concept? The concept is that a person will never be kofer bakol because enumay is panav. But what happened was that people started to realize that if they were denying the whole thing, then they end up without the shvua and there'd be a much better position than being modem miksat. So it's better to be meiz panav and do it, or people became yoter, right? Azut panim was mitgaber, and therefore they were willing to take it. Rav Nachman as a dayan realized what was happening here. People were all being doing kofar bakol, so they didn't have to take a shvua. So he imposed the shvua tetzit. As Rashi says over here, what's tetzit? Shvua sheitzitu chachamim lekach. A shvua lahatzit. Lahatzit is to push one, someone, convince someone to do something, push them in a certain direction. Right? So there over there, tzitu chachamim lekach. Chachamim pushed him to take the shvua. Lahatzito lodot. In order to convince him to admit that he's wrong, to say that I'm not willing to do that. So the Rav Nachman Takanti. So wait a minute. Rav Nachman is a Takana. If Rav Nachman is a Din de Rabbanan, then Takanta the Takanta lo Avdinon. Then you can't have a, right, a Takana the Takana. So over here, what do you want to suggest over here? We have a Rayu, who's a Gazlan. You want to impose a Shavua on him. So sure, let's impose a Shavua on him of Modem Miksat. That's a Shavua de Oraisa. Then I have a Shavua de Oraisa going to Rav Chiyo, then I can flip it onto the other party to take the Shavua, because then I have a Doraisa, and I have a Takana de Rabbanan. But if I say the original Shavua is a Shavua de Rabbanan, right? So if you say the original Shavua is a Shavua de Rabbanan, which is obviously implying that Rav Chiya means that he's a Shavua de Oraisa. If I say the original Shavua is a Shavua de Rabbanan, what does that mean? I'm talking about the Shavua Tetzit of Rav Nachman, then I can't flip it on the other party, because then I'm having basically, which is a Takana de Takana. We don't have a takana that's kana. So if Rav Nachman's the reason you're giving the shvua over here, I can't flip it on the other party. Because then I have a takana, the takana. That won't work over here. I just point out also that in the psak of Rav Nachman over here, we said shvua tetzit. Rashi pointed out earlier in the Gemara. Also, we pointed out over here, Tosfos pointed out over here that when we say shvua tetzit for kofar bakol, it's also for any yodea. I mean, it's not simply kofar bakol and you have to take a shvua. But even if you say any yodea, you say any yodea, you have to take a shvua that you don't know. Take a shvua, she'enu yodea. Now, you obviously can't take a shvua that you don't know. And then you say shvua, she'enu yodea. Why? Because if you didn't impose the shvua that said didn't apply to any yodea, all that you would do is force all the claims in that direction. But what was happening, what Nachman realized is the dayan was that people were always picking the direction that got them out of a shvua. So first, you know, at first we think mother makes up. We say, no, rabbi takes care of that. We take a shvua over there. So now, number two, we thought kofar bakol. So we impose the shvua on the kofar bakol, so the people won't be kofar bakol to get out of shvua. They say that, and any yodea doesn't have a shvua, then all everybody will just say any yodea. Better say any yodea than kofar bakol, because they won't have a shvua. So no. As the Rashi says, if you take a shvua on kofar bakol, you're also going to take a shvua on any yodea. Rashi says it earlier in the Masech, the Tosfos says it over here, that Rav Nachman's shvua tetzit has broader implications, not just denial of kofar bakol, but also cases of any yodea. Now, Gemara says, the typical davile ro'eh. What do you mean? Why do you have to come to the position that he can't take the shvua here because he stole the animals? He's a ro'eh. And a ro'eh, I'm a reviewed us, I'm ro'eh pasul. We assume that ro'im are pasulim. Why is this?
Because the gazlanim.
Why are they gazlanim? Why are they ro'im gazlanim?
The animals.
Right, they feed their animals, right? The Zabrom and Lot, right? They go ahead and they graze their animals in other people's fields. So it says, Lokash Rajidei Adalmo. That's his stuff, and that is in general. If you say this, Anan Chiyuta L'Roe Hechemasrina. How could we ever give our animals to a shepherd? Fatid, Lifnei Iver, Lo Titen Mifcho. You're setting him up to be over the Veira of Gezel. If we believe that he's gonna take your animals and graze them in other people's fields, how can we hand him our animals and allow him to do that? Lifnei Iver, Lo Titen Mifcho. Ela Chazaka in Adam Chote, Velo Lo. Right? So this is the principle that a person will not sin if it's not to his benefit. Meaning that over here, when it's his own animals, he'll graze them in other people's fields, he'll let them go because that's his own money, saving money. Over here, people are paying him, right, and to graze these animals. He's not going to take them and have him do a chet, be over those things go, if it's not to his benefit, right? That's to the benefit, or accrues to the benefit of the owners of those behemoths. He can just walk a little further and put them out in hefker. So over there, he's not going to steal in order to do this. So for that reason, you can't just say Sanro es pasul de shvu'ah when he's watching your behemoth, because that he doesn't make him automatically into a gazlan, because these are your behemoth, not his behemoth. On the other hand, when we have Ezim show up and say he ate them, then he's a gazlan. If he's a gazlan, then he's pasul de shvu'ah. Right. Now we go back to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we said Zeish Rashen lo pachot mechatsia. Right, so in the Mishnah, what's the Shavu'ah you take? We have the two guys holding onto the Talit. Each one of them takes the Shavu'ah that I have no less than half here. So Mar says, Al the Izle Mishtaba or the Letle Mishtaba. The Mar doesn't take it as a given. Does he take a Shavu'ah, right, that I own half of it? Right, or that he takes the positive formulation of the Shavu'ah? Or did he take the negative formulation of the Shavu'ah, which is Al the Letle Mishtaba? I have no less than a half. So Ravuna. Right, so now, what's the problem of taking this in the negative formulation? The way our Mishnah is actually formulated, what does he say? He says, in our Mishnah, he says that I have no less than half. So no less than half can mean, if I had something in there, I have no less than half. That means that I have a quarter, or I had a third. Right, and therefore, when I had a quarter or a third, I argue that I have no less than a half. So that says that if I had a third or a quarter, I'm mine. But, if I have zero, if I formulate the Shavu'ah this way, if I had nothing there, am I lying? Right? I have no less than half. That means that I have to have something to have no less than half. But if I have zero, I have nothing, then I'm not lying. That's the way Rashi says it here, formulates it in the negative formulation, you're gonna run into a problem. Shema'in balak ba'kum. Maybe he has nothing here. V'chi mishtaba shein lo pachot mi'chetzia be'emet hu nishba. When he says I have no less than half, right, sorry, in the kum, right? He has nothing. So I mean, this it is splitting hairs, but he can say, you know, he can say that me'ikir. You know, that's not maybe the gist or the ruach.
I don't understand. What is he saying? He's saying any ba pachot mechetzia.
In liba, I have nothing in it less than chetzia, which implies that I have ba. That's what actually says. Implies that I have something to it, and it's no less than a half. But he says in liba, I have nothing. So that's the way Rashi interprets it. I think it is splitting hairs.
What is it? It's not.
That's the way you can interpret the Shavu'ah. We're afraid here. People are going to interpret the Shavu'ah in a way that it makes them tell them the truth. So here, so what are we going to do? I'm Ravun that will say Damar Shavu'ah Yesh Liba, Ben Liba Pachot Mechatzia. So I have to say two Shavu'ahs. One part of the Shavu'ah will say that I own something, at least something, and then I say I have no less than half in that. Gemara says, "What name is Shavuah Shekula Shali? Why doesn't he just stand up there and say Shavuah Shekula Shali? That's his claim. His claim is that it's all mine. Why doesn't he take a Shavuah like that?" So he says, "Umi Ravilan Lei Kula." The problem is that we can't respond to a Shavuah, which is that when he takes Shavuah Shekula Shali, Beis Din can't hand him the whole thing, and that'll be gum, or that'll make it look Beis Din will look bad because it makes it look like Beis Din took a Shavuah and Beis Din's not giving him the whole item. So that's the problem here.
We also answered that. I think previously we said that if both of them do a Shavuah,
that's only for bananas. That's only according to Ben. Tosin says it over here actually. B'nei Shavuah Shkoli, the Rabbanan to Bananas. Bananas says that we don't force the Shavuah Shab when both parties are going, one of them is going to be lying for sure. The Rabbanan don't worry about it. That's exactly what Tosin says here. This is according to Rabbanan to Bananas that we don't worry about taking a Shavuah Shab. Right? B'nei Shavuah Shechetzia Sheli, just formulated in the positive formulation. I mean, we asked before, is it the positive formulation or the negative formulation? So why don't we just do that positive formulation and say, Shvua Shechetzion Shali. Say, half of it is mine.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the problem? Marle the Debure. His claim is a whole. If I take a Shvua of a half, I'm undermining my own Tana. I don't want to undermine my Tana. My Tana is a full. I don't want to take a Shvua that somehow limits my claim. So Mar says, Ashtanami, Marle the Debure. What are you talking about? In our case, too. In the way we're formulated, according to Rav Huna, it's Shvoi Sheish Lipa. Vein Melavi Pachot Mechatzia. He's also being Marle Dibura. Right? I have no less than a half. Why do I want to take a Shvoi that I have the whole thing here?
It's not that he says, I have only a half. He says, I don't have less than a half. It could be quarters. It could be a whole. It could be...
Right, but he wants to take a Shvoi to uphold his position. He says,
but it's not
Marle
Dibura. It's not so fair. It's not so fair. It's not he wants the shvua to have the maximum effect.
Right.
So once you have the full thing, in fact, it's a nice solution. It's still.
But we're protecting Beis Din at his expense.
Right.
He wants to take a shvua shekulish leave. We're protecting Beis Din, right? But he wants to take it. He wants to uphold his position. So Mar says, okay, we have a way to solve that. No problem. Damar, Mar says, where's the shekulish leave? He says, ulu divrechem shvua sheyesh liba ven liba pachot mechatzia. He says, "L'divrechem."
Right.
Still runs into a problem because then they can't pay it out. Beis Din can't pay him the whole thing. That's a problem from the Beis Din side. Right.
Once you took care of L'divrechem, which divides him from Beis Din,
it's going to start the disaster.
Yeah.
First he's saying it's all mine, and he's saying half is mine.
The reason he doesn't say half is because it doesn't hurt himself. Maybe he's trying to say, once you tell him Dibrechem, why don't you go back to saying Chetzio Shalit?
Right.
Even if I'm telling Dibrechem, if I come up with a clear cut that's half,
right.
I'm hurting myself.
Right.
If I'm telling Dibrechem, and it's still a minimum, then at least I have to say, I'm not a liar. I leave the option up to the top.
Right.
And Dibrechem is trying to protect myself.
Right, it is. That's what I should have mentioned. It. Right, it does say that over here. That's right. I mean, in the end, that's what the Gemara is doing. Amar Kol Shalit says, it's all mine, with Dibrechem, Shua, Sheish Li Ba, and Li Ba, Pachot Mechetzio. If each one of them standing there holding onto it, why do we have a shua at all? You know, what are we going to end up with? We're not doing anything. We're not gaining anything. According to the chachamim, what do you need this whole shua for? The whole shua is to prevent people from coming and making, right, willy-nilly claims over here. Otherwise, we're going to have everybody get up here and make a claim, and then they're going to always end up. If you don't have to take a Shavuot, they never have to substantiate their claim, then there's an incentive for them to do something like this. Incentive to grab something and force a Chalukah versus the Shavuot. Or the Gemara says, V'neim amigo de chashid amamono chashid namay Shavuot. So now, we're suspecting him over here that he stole over here, because that's why we're forcing the Shavuot.
The whole
point of the Shavuot is that we assume that the claim is invalid. So the whole Shavuot is coming because we suspect him that he steals. Then why are we going to force him to take a Shavuot? Because we know, Chashid Amamona is Chashinamiya Shavuata. Smart says, Bo Amrina, Miko the Chashid Amamona, Chashid Shavuata. Exactly, that principle doesn't exist. Just because you're Chashid Amamon doesn't mean you're automatically Chashid HaShavu'ah. So this is the principle we discussed in other places, right? What? That Rashi pointed out over here. The Chamir Hu Le'inshe Yisra Shavu'ah Mi'Yisra Gzeila. People take much more seriously Shavu'ah than Gzeila. Right? That's the cases that we had in Nidarim. The robbers come in, the thieves come in there, right? And they're about to steal it. And he takes the Shavu'ah, it belongs to Hekseh. He takes the Shavu'ah, it belongs to the Melech. All of a sudden, they walk away. What type of a business is this? So again, the idea that Ben Adam Chaviro, no problem. They'll take everything that's there. Right? Shwa, or Yepugea, Bukodesh Baruch Hu, right? Or Kekdesh, they're ready to walk away. But you see that's the mentality of people, that people act in that direction. And same thing over here. Even though Chashid HaMamon, that person won't take the risk. He won't take a Shwa he won't take a shvat sheker in order to substantiate his stealing. All right. Now, Tosfos acts over here. If that's the case, then why is the gazlan pasul the shvat? Why is the gazlan ever pasul the shvat? If we have this concept that just because you're chashur al mamona doesn't make you chashur al shvata, then why can't a gazlan take a shvat? That's what I'm saying. Right, so it's not, but it doesn't sound like right. So it says near the Hainu time, mishum the shvuah chamura. So then he says, what about it? Right, he says, the imtomer imkain a my gazlan pasul the shvuah. The amar should know the shvuah and tell that we force the shvuah to slip. So he says, the gazlan lo pasul the shvuah mid the rabbanah. He says that the idus is pasul mid the raisa because alter sheit the rasha is chamas. So you're not allowed there. You can't make a rasha an eid. So he's pasul mid the torah to be an eid. But being pasul mid shvuah is only a din the rabbanah. It's basically Tosfos says because of this principle that one who's chashud al mamona is not chashud al shvuata. That the gazlan should be able to take a shvuah here, mina Torah. And the fact that we make him a chashud al shvuah is only a din to Rabbana. It's amazing. Tosfos gives another answer, which is like what Shaul suggests over here. Yesh mefarshim b'shem Rav Yehuda Chassid. Da'a chashud al mamona kashud al shvuah mishum d'shemma agidei shvuah yiproch mina gezel. Because the whole point of the shvuah is to prevent this guy from acting on his gezel. Aval gazlan v'dai k'moshe mamon enu korei shvuah adi b'shvuah. Once he's confirmed that the gazlan, right, the whole point of the shvuah is to dissuade him from taking, and gazlan goes out. He was already a gazlan, he already steals. So the shvuah is not going to stop him. Right, although it does go against somewhat what we're saying over here, although it doesn't seem to bifurcate or switch between a preemptive shvuah, which is trying to stop someone from stealing, that we say is more chamur to them. But once it's stolen already, then they're more likely to lie in the shvuah.
But you're the first guy. Once you
get more
you're more likely to
do it. Alright, Gemara says, right, if you don't say this, I don't recommend the Moshe Miksata Tana Yishava. Right, if you don't say that, a Choshud Alam Amona can take a Shvuah, then how does the Moshe Miksata ever take a Shvuah? Name Amigo the Choshud Alam Amona, Choshud Al Shvuah. Right, sure, he agrees to the first step, but he is not, he's Choshud, the reason we're forcing him to take a Shvuah is we're Choshud him for the Kofar part of it. The Kfirah part of it, we're Choshud him. If we're Choshud him to steal the Kfirah, how does he show up and take a Shvuah?
Yeah.
Right, says, no, over there, we don't have a problem. Why? Because it's not Tom, Ishtimute Kamishtam, it's like Kid the Rabbah. Over there, the reason he's not really a gazlan, he's not really Choshud on Bamona, he really wants to pay it back. He can't get it, he doesn't need time. Right, he's buying time. So he's buying time. There we don't classify him as a Choshud al Mamona. He's really trying to do the right thing. He just can't get there right now. Therefore, he's not going to be a Choshud al Shvuah. Teda, I'll tell you, I'll show you that's true. Damar Avida Ba'avin, Amar Rav Chista, Kofar B'milveh, Kasher. They do it, right? We just had this before. When someone who denies the milveh, it's Kasher they do it, because we don't believe that he's really a Gazman. We believe that he's trying to buy time in order to pay the loan back. But Pikadon, Pasul they do. If someone does a, if someone is denied the Pikadon, that's standing here. What type of reason does he have to wait for it? There's nothing to wait for over here. He's got to hand it back. He's got to just give it back to him. He's still, if he's saying no, then he's a thief. And therefore, we're not going to believe him anymore. Where it says, Ayala Hada Tani Rami Barkama Arba Shomrim, Shechim Tzvirah Miksad, Oda Miksad. Whoops. Now we have, right, Rabbi Chamo, right, Rami Barkama, who says that you need Oda Miksad by Shomrim. That's the case of Pikadon. That's the case of Oda Miksad. They should be Choshed Al Mamon. If they're Choshed Al Mamon, then they should be Choshed Al HaShvuah. So over there we see you have a motive in Miksas, and we still impose a Shvuah on them. Shemachina HaMashon HaSachar V'Sukher. Nega Migo the Choshed HaMamon HaChoshed HaShvuata. How could you ever get to a Shvuah according to Rami Bar Kama? The Choshed HaMotiv Miksas by Pikadon. Right? Because they are Choshed HaMamon when it comes to Pikadon. And therefore they shouldn't be able to take a Shvuah. So it says, Azanam Yishtemute Kamishtamit. Says that also, they're being Mishtamit. The Sover Mishkachas Lugano of the Tafinanle. Inami Mishkachale Be'agamu Matinanle. Also there, they're also buying time. Why? There are different claims of a pikadon. A pikadon, if you patur from pikadon, there are different types of claims. One claim is gneva, by Hashem Mechinam. One claim is aveda, by Hashem Mechinam. The cases of gneva, aveda, he does not have the object with him. So true, he would be patur if he makes the claim. But he really wants to return the item. He wants to be responsible and return the item to the owner. So what does he do? He denies the whole thing so he can go and find it so he can bring it back to the owner. So he is buying himself time in order not to have to say or be patur himself through gneva and aveda.
Or it could be by Shoma Sachar, who's claiming Gneva Vayaveda, in a case which he would be Chayav. So So he wants to go find the item so that he doesn't have to actually pay the capital today. So in either case, we're seeing the shomer use the excuse or deny what took place in order to buy himself time, so either that he doesn't have the unpleasant fact of having to tell the person that he lost it and he wants to try to bring it back by a shomer chinam, or by a shomer sachar, where he claims he's going to have an he's going to be chayav to pay it, so he can't, he doesn't have the money right now, can't return it right now, so he's got to go and buy himself some time so that he can actually find the object and not have to pay the money today.
Why don't we just say, give me a few days to get him from the
house? Because I wasn't the bank.
All right, the guy wants it back right now. He wants it now.
What's the Shavua Shah then?
All right, no, these aren't Shavua. We're forcing the Shavua to force him to admit. If he takes the Shavua Shah, it's Pasul the government. The problem here is he chashud on the mamon, so we think he's stealing. Right? If he does a denial and he's really stole, then he's really chashud on the mamon. Over here, he's taking a shvuah. We're trying to force him not to lie here because he's going to take. If he actually takes the shvuah, then he's in trouble because then he took a shvuah shot. Then he's not that much fierce. Forget it. He's out of the picture, right? Where it says, "Yochi akofer bikadon amai pasul eidut." So where is the case now where a kofer bikadon is going to end up being pasul eidut? If you say by milvei mishtemu shtemute, and also by bikadon ishtemat ishtemute, where's the case where he's pasul eidut? Name ishtemute gam ishtamet. So he says, every time until I find it, and then I'll bring it back. You know, I'll look around, and I'll find it, and bring it back. Right, that the only time you can make the claim when the Eveitim show up, and they say, buddy, the Pikadon was right there in your hand. So then, in that case, he's definitely Pasul Eidut. Now he's Pasul Eidut going forward. Why? Because he's definitely a Ganav, he's a thief. We know he's not buying time. It was sitting in his house. The only thing I can say is buying time is when he really lost it, or it was stolen from his house. But if we find it in his house at the time that he makes the claim, he's not ishtemute ishtemate. What is he trying to give buy time for? There, he can give it back. Or the other then is he's walking around with it, right? If he's walking around with it, then he's not buying time, because now he's using it for himself, he has it, right? And, right, then there's no question that he's not trying to buy time. Right? Eloha, damarabuna, majbino, toshuash, eno bishuto. Right, that he takes the shvuah that it's not in his possession. Name amigo the chashda mamona chashda shvuata. What's the chashash here? The chashash when he takes the shvuah she ain't a birshuto. The chashash is that it is birshuto. That chashash of mamona is definitely not a chashash of ishtemute ishtemate, right? Because it's clear that we're forcing him to take a shvuah because we think it's in his possession. We think it's in his possession. That chashash is a chashash of theft. Then why can we make a shvuah? Gemara says, "Hatanami more v'amar d'mekay v'inale." Over there, he's more hesitant to himself. He says, "I'm really not stealing. I'm going to pay him for it." He says, "Yeah, you know what? It was stolen, but I'm going to pay him the money for it. I'm going to pay him for it. I'm not going to take the shvuah. Pay him the money for it." So he's more hesitant to himself because that's not considered gneiva. That's not considered gzeila, and therefore he's not chashud al mamon. Right. So the chashud al mamon is only when I say, right, only when the guy is a clear-cut ganav do we say that he's chashud al mamona. When it's Chosha Mona, then we worried about him taking a Shavu'ah. And then the Gemara comes along and says, well, we don't. There is no concept of Midu Chosha Mona, Chosha Shavu'ah. We don't say that.
Even if we see that it's, why is Chosha, if we have Aiden that's in the house in this possession, he knows about it, maybe also they do it on Mora, that they want to pay money.
There's, in the case of Aiden Shuto, but the Shavu'ah is because I want to pay, and we're afraid that he wants the item and he's paying
right.
for it to keep it.
So he's Mora Hester.
Right, so he's Mora Hester to take Shavu'ah Shavu'ah.
Right, now, he's Mora Hester, that he's blind, that he doesn't know any money, and he can pay him on the side.
You're right. That's the question, but even if he pays money, it's a chamsan. Chamsan is a gazman. In that, what does it solve the problem that he pays money for it? It's still chomes. Chomes is a gazman, so what does that help you for over here? He says, the chamsan again is only pasul to edut, mid the rabbanan. If it's only pasul to mid the rabbanan, then we can't impose it to
the
shvuah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way. There's an Easter. There may be an Easter. Hamas is an Easter Doraita.
Question is so prevalent.
Hamas is an Easter Doraita. That's Gozel. That's just like Gozel. The question is, once these Chashuas, when we are Choshesh Tomei for that, then we lose his Ne'amanos for Shavuot. Or does he lose his Ne'amanos for Eidus? If he's Chomeis, can he be an Eid afterwards? Right? So that's what Mark says. The fact that he can't be an Eid afterwards is only a Din D'Rabbanan. But the fact that we're not pushing in the Shavuah is because Chamsan has some sort of justification in his head that he won't. What we're trying to find is that even though somebody is violating an Isur, Minat Torah, nevertheless, he won't take a Shavuah check. That's what we're trying to come up with. We're trying to have cases here where a guy's not willing to violate it, and now let's go. So he says what? What does he say over here? We have to come up with cases where they can justify the Isidoreisa so that he still won't take a Shavuot Sheker. Otherwise, on the other hand, what would you say? Otherwise, you'd say is that if he's already willing to do a Doraisa and violate that, why won't he take a Shavuot Sheker? The truth is, he would. That's what one of the answers he's on Tosfos, that they know Panami. Once a guy is willing to be violate the Doraisa and be openly violated the Doraisa, then we're not going to let him take a Shavuot because he's going to take a Shavuot Sheker also. The answer is that we try to come up with cases where even though he's violating the Doraisa, that he could justify his position in being violating the Doraisa, that won't force him to take a Shavuot Sheker, and he will refrain from taking a Shavuot Sheker. So that's what all the Gemara is after over here. All these cases where I'm going to come up where they can, even though he's violating the Isor, he still won't take a Shavuot Sheker. Now, last thing. Here on the way, Ravacha Midifti, the Ravina, Vahagavar La, Sabotakmos. Forget about those Higzol over here. What about those Akmos? Right, he's violating the Isor of Lotakmos. He has someone else's possessions, and he's trying to withhold them, he's trying to keep them. Right, why isn't that a violation here? Shainu Bishuto, he says, listen, I'm paying money for it. So he justifies his position by the Doraisa. But he's violating another Doraisa, not just those Higzol, Lotakmos. He wants to, he's coveting somebody else's property. That's why he's keeping it over here. Unbelievable statement in the Gemara.
Yeah.
The people, in their mind, they think of Lotachmo only being a violation if you don't pay for it. If you pay for it, then I'm not in violation of Lotachmo. But right, that's it. That when people in their think, what when the people in their mind, what do they think? They think Lotachmo is only
follow through,
but it does it, I get it in an illicit manner, or somehow take it in an illicit manner. Right here it says, well, if I pay for it, that's not considered lo tachmos. And that's not lo tachmos. So that comes to, happens to be a machloket harishonim. I'll just mention it briefly, but there's a machloket harishonim, whether you can violate lo tachmos, right, even without taking it via dice. Can you violate lo tachmos? Can the machshova of lo tachmos, can you violate it without actually executing or acting on it? Right, that's the machloket harishonim mefarshei ha-Torah, whether you can violate lo tachmos even without taking it, or only when you're b'metzeya. Only if you act on that lack of mode can you be chayat. Now here the Gemara seems to be indicating that it means to be that you have to take action, or at least the case is that he's taking action. But even in that case, when lo tachmo, people, when they think about lo tachmo and taking action to steal it, they only think that I violate lo tachmo if I act on it and I don't pay for it. But if I act on it and I pay for it, I'm not in violation of lo tachmo. The implication for this Gemara is that even if I pay for it, right, even if I pay for it and I take it, I'm still in violation of lo tachmo. And that's correct.